Really? I didn't mark down points for that. Did we get points for that?
Two experience. I think you were really tired, so you.
Maybe that's why I don't remember.
Also, you have
like,
this.
Anything.
Also, you have. Also, man, I don't know if you noticed, but you have this habit of not spending experience.
I got into the habit of not spending experience because Manny had racked up so much experience points. There was literally like nothing I could put it in anymore.
Yeah, but I mean, Ghost like, still can. Ghost has plenty of places he can spend experience.
Yeah. Okay, but.
She's got all kinds of things she can speak to.
I forget what things cost in Wild Talents,
it's
okay? That's why
really,
I haven't updated things.
It's really easy. You can ask me. It's like 5-point costs.
Matt, I get embarrassed when I don't know things.
If you don't know things, don't you won't... If you don't ask questions, you'll never know things.
I don't want you to think I'm a dumb because I respect you too much.
Well, then Amanda, you could always just look it up yourself.
Amanda. Let me assure you, we cannot possibly think you're more dumb than we already do.
Oh, god damn it, Zach.
So you have nothing to worry about.
High five, really. Zach.
Don't you high five him over the internet for that.
Zach, remember that time that Manda and I both invited you to our house?
Well, that's not happening.
Remember that time when I liked you?
I think only one of us is inviting you to the house now. That person doesn't have much say in the matter.
And that's the crappy part of the house.
Yeah. You're invited to my office, Zach. That's about the extent of it.
We don't air condition that room for a reason.
Visit in winter again.
We don't heat it either.
I bet
you can bring a jacket.
Look!
I live in Minnesota. I wear more layers on average than you probably have while covered in your bed asleep.
The point is, you're a tremendous jerk, and Nate should start the game.
All right.
Emphasis on tremendous.
I thought there was emphasis on game.
There's a slight emphasis on game. Game is italicized.
But tremendous is italicized.
Tremendous is italicized, bolded, underlined, and strike through.
Why is it
not a tremendous?
Yeah, why is it strike through? Why are you using all these styles, Amanda?
Because
Zach
it's also
such...
in an impact font.
Oh, it's in
at least
in Herculean and then in papyrus.
It is also in all caps.
Damn it! Why?
Girl, damn it.
This is the stupidest thing ever. Start this game.
Crazy. Comic Sans.
Okay, that's crossing a line.
Can't cross any more lines. It's already strike through. You wanted my vengeance, Zach? You wanted it? Marvel at me saying shit that makes no sense and fear.
What the shit is happening?
I do not even remember why I'm angry at you.
Side chatter title, Zach bites off more than he can chew.
Oh my.
Is Charlie there? Charlie, are you there?
Yeah, he's talking.
Yeah,
oh, okay. It's just for your symbol on my screen is in the like you're having connection issues thing constantly.
Sometimes
so
it just does that.
I just wanted to double check.
Sometimes Skype just feels like a nut.
Sometimes it don't.
Zach's having connection issues.
Zach?
Connections to the human race!
And now Amanda is as bitter towards Zach as I am. It's only a matter of time.
It didn't take nearly as much as I thought it would.
It was gaining over time.
Okay.
This was the straw that broke the camel's back.
Did you just call me a camel, Charlie?
No, I think
you
he called,
want some of this too?
No, I think he called you a slut.
Did you just call my girlfriend a slut?
No, I called her a cow.
No!
What the shit is happening?
Call her a dumb beast of burden. God.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, God. All right, so are we good now?
Listeners, like, comment, and subscribe.
Wait, we...
What? Okay,
how?
Do. What? Go.
What?
Go.
Hello, Internet. Welcome to The Drunk and the Ugly, where we treat everyone as equal and with wonderful respect.
I'm sorry. Was I not supposed to laugh at that one?
Nate is running a game, and Zach is going to have his balls in a vice.
What the shit is happening?
It's like the anger just keeps compounding itself.
Because you keep talking.
It's like an anger fractal.
I'm in this game. I'm going to have to talk.
Anyway, I think 12 minutes ago we were going to start a game.
And then Zach opened his big fucking mouth.
Yeah, way to go, Zach.
Can we stop bringing that up? We're never going to get this game started if you keep dwelling on that. I think we all just need to move on and let bygones be bygones.
You want to shake on it?
Sure.
Well, too bad.
Shake, shake. God damn it.
Shake, shake, shake.
Start the game!
Shake.
All right.
Shake.
We're doing this. Okay. Okay. We're doing this thing.
You should probably wait for Charlie to get back for this.
Yeah.
Wait a second. Also, this picture of Johnny Five Aces is beautiful.
As the fucking Jesus.
As the Jesus mural. God.
This is the best article this year. Like,
what is
nothing
it
will be better. There was this fresco somewhere in Mexico. I can't remember right now. That was starting to deteriorate. It was a fresco in a church of Christ being crucified. And you know, frescoes, they tend to deteriorate over time. Well, this 80-year-old woman who is a part of the congregation
took it upon herself.
Thank the Lord. Took it upon herself to touch up the fresco on her own.
Oh.
And the result is meme-worthy.
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
Oh, my God.
I think they said they're not there. They can't actually restore it now.
Oh, that's so sad.
I mean, you really can't restore frescoes anyway. Because the thing is, you have to put, like, you have to touch it up while the plaster's still drying.
Yeah, you have to, well, to restore it, you pretty much have to paint over it. There are professional people who can do that, who can, you know.
Yeah, restore old art. Because that's the thing, like, the actual way to do a fresco, I mean, if they're just painting over it, then it's no longer in the fresco style.
Well, I mean, there are ways to do it.
I mean, you have to put down new plaster and
yeah, well, or you can mix your paint. Yeah, you can mix your paint with plaster and then paint sort of what you need on there. Like, paint plaster onto it, if you get what I'm saying.
Yeah, so they basically, if they're going to do it, they have to really... I love some of the comments on this. In 300 years, that will be the new Mona Lisa. That smile, so much mystery.
God.
I know, it really, like, honestly, the story just kills me inside. Like, it's so depressing, and...
Yeah, I know, yeah.
I would kill that 80-year-old woman. But on the other hand,
anyway.
The
you already know
on the
Jesus
other hand, the part of me that has a sense of humor is just like, oh, holy fucking shit.
Oh, man. I'm going to eat a Nutty Bar while I'm waiting for Charlie to come back.
Yeah, Nutty Bars.
Nutty Bars. They cost less than $2 for 6.
Yep.
I'm going to draw a cat.
I used to eat them all the time in the cafeteria when I was in high school because buying like 6 of those was cheaper than buying an actual lunch.
How are you so skinny?
Because all he eats is wafers.
I was even skinnier then. I'm not that skinny anymore. Back then I was kind of a twig.
Back when?
In high school.
Oh.
And prior.
There he is.
I think in high school I was just under 200 pounds.
We need us some charky.
How about charky?
We need us some charky or chari.
What?
We need some charny.
Shut up. You just made a shipping name.
Did I really? Hi, Charlie. Yeah.
Hello.
It took 9 sessions to come out because we had never considered it.
We
When you make the assumption, that's why so many people don't actually, escape from the Matrix.
All right.